Blog Talk Radio.
I can bring home the bacon, fry it up in a pan, and never let you forget who I am, 'cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again, 'cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Word of Mom Radio. We are live from L.A. I have hit the West Coast, and I can't believe it. I have been so excited about this cross-country journey on the way to the Celebrity Red Carpet Safety event, which is Saturday. I can't believe it. I cannot believe that it's finally here. And it's so exciting to be here in L.A. It's my first time in this part of the country, and it's just beautiful. And I'm here with Nicole Maxine is here, calling in
Hello,
from
good evening,
Arizona.
Everyone. Yep. We're down south a little bit ways, but we're in the same time zone finally.
There you go. Although, got to tell you, I mean, I have literally been in four time zones in a week because I went from Eastern to Central, Central to Mountain, and then Mountain to Pacific. So it was a total trip. Just and yesterday I went to the Hoover Dam because I was in Nevada for a couple of days. And as you are driving to the Hoover Dam and driving up through it, you go from Nevada to Arizona and Pacific to Mountain. So on one side, you're on Pacific time, and on the other side, you're on Mountain time. It was really cool. I'll tell you, this time zone thing is interesting. It really is. For you, how long did it take you to adjust? Being an East Coast girl, Nicole.
Oh, my East Coast. It took a solid 2, maybe 3 weeks to get on the right Arizona time. But not only did I have to adjust to the time change here, I had to adjust to altitude. We're almost at 49, anywhere between 4,900 and 5,300 feet up in the air, you know, compared to being below sea level when you're on the East Coast. So all that nice moisture in the air that you feel, you know, up and down the East Coast, you don't have that here in Arizona. You have just hot. It could be 100 degrees and by 10 o'clock and you probably wouldn't even notice until you looked at your thermostat, you know, or anything like that. But 3 weeks minimum for me to adjust to the time, altitude, and the wildlife. They have these funny little creatures that look like mini hyenas called javelinas, and they like to get in trash. They like to dig up your yard, and they look like tiny little dogs that just got out of your neighbor's house, so you just want to run up and pick it up until you realize, oh, you're not a dog. You're a wild animal. Let me step back and not touch you, because wildlife is very, how do I say this? It kind of consumes
wild.
It's wild, yeah, but it consumes everything else around here. You kind of have to go in with the respect to the nature and the environment around here. So definitely not just a time change, weather and environment change, but the wildlife is something to reckon with out here. I am not a nature's girl by any means, and this place has definitely proven that.
Oh, that's so fun to see. Now, me, I am Earth Mother. So, you know, being out, it's so cool to me. Yesterday, when I was going to the Hoover Dam, I went to Lake Mead, which actually is the first of the national parks in the country, and happened as they were creating the Hoover Dam. And it was, as I came up over the hill, all of a sudden, here are these mountains and this lake. It was the first time I've ever seen water in Nevada. Because I've been to, you know, well, it's a desert. So to see a lake, oh, it was just mind-blowing. And so today, when I got up today, my plan had been to go to the Grand Canyon. But, you know, man plans, God laughs. As I'm driving, it is raining. It's getting worse. And I'm like, you know what? I am not driving 3 hours or so to the Grand Canyon on a rainy, cloudy day. It makes zero sense because then you're not going to get the view, which is why you go to the Grand Canyon. You know, it's not about just looking down. It's looking out at that expanse. So I turned around. I wound up driving about 110, 120 miles more than I should have today because I actually had to go pretty much all the way back to where I was to now hop on 15 to come to L.A. But I went back through Lake Mead because it's one of those parks that you drive straight through and it takes you to the other side. So it added maybe 5 miles to my trip, but who cared? I got to go through that beautiful Lake Area National Park again. And I actually bought, they have an annual pass that you can buy that takes care of all of the national parks. I bought it in Utah. I can use it for the Rocky Mountains. I can use it for all of the, I mean, anything in, I don't know if it works in California. I'll find out. But it works in Colorado, Utah, Arizona, and Nevada for any of the parks. So it was 80 well-spent dollars. It really, truly was. Because going through the parks, they're like $30 each.
Oh,
so
wow.
So when I got to my, yeah, exactly. Now, I don't know. I mean, you're military, so you may get a different rate.
It's a
you
different
should be
rate,
free.
But that's another topic for another night. But, you know, I honestly don't mind going through the nice, long scenic routes. If I could do that more so than just driving straight through, I honestly would do it. I kind of wanted to go to the Grand Canyon, so hopefully maybe in the next few days as we are heading back east after the red carpet celebrity safety event, we'll meet up in the Grand Canyon. I can knock that one off the bucket list. However,
you know what? Now that would actually be flipping awesome because I have the car, I have the pass. We could just do it in one car. Leave my car at the bottom and go. Wow, how much fun would that be? You know,
that'd be amazing.
And it would be fitting for us because let's face it, we ferried together. You know, I wound up with my cartilage pierced because I was picking me up from a ferry. You know, I mean, why not?
I love it.
What is your Twitter? Are you WOM Radio underscore Nicole or the other way?
It is @ WOM Radio Nicole. Actually, I think Word of Mom is actually spelled out in my name. Word of Mom Radio Nicole on Twitter, and then same thing on Instagram. Just follow me on there, and if you are on Facebook, you can follow me. Or request my friendship. I post some really funny things from time to time. Nicole Maxine, and I would be happy to be your friend and let you have a little peep into the life of a mompreneur chasing after a 15-month-old who is going on 3, I think. I don't know. I think we skipped terrible 2s, and he's a full 3-nager right now. He's too cool for anything and doesn't stop. He goes 1,000 miles per minute from the minute his eyes open to the minute his head hits the pillow every night. And I wouldn't change
one minute. Yeah, well, you know, that'll change when he's, you know, 18, 17, 18. Well, it's just now that everything, you know, the scary part is, it's, you know, you have to always make sure you're on his level. So the only way to truly know what he's getting into is to just belly crawl through your entire house. And then it's like, oh, wow, I didn't see that there. And then you wonder how his little fingers can pick up the smallest little thing that's on the floor that you can barely see, and he's going to find it, pick it up so dexterously, and before you know it, it's in his mouth or up his nose.
Oh, yes. Every,
because, you know,
every room has to be Rowan-proof. I definitely do the army. I get down on my belly, do the arm, what I like to call the army crawl. And if it's something that he can detach, finagle off of whatever it's on, I move it instantly, you know, up to at least torso level for me. Even though his reach right now is well over his head, he can throw soccer balls. Watermelon over the summer was his.
It's like
it's crazy.
Do you remember Inspector Gadget?
Yes, with his crazy extension arm.
That's I'm serious. That's like kids. It really is. It's like, wait a second. You know, how did you just morph yourself? My son Rob, you know, my middle one, was that kid that if you turned your back, he could climb anything. He climbed a tree once in our yard. Literally, I had his brother. I was tying his brother's shoelace, and I turned back, and this kid is up this tree, and he's up this tree so high he was too scared. I had to climb up and get him. He was too scared to come down. He was like two, and I had to climb up there. Thank God he's got a mommy who climbs trees. But I had to climb up there and get him, and then his big brother was like, Rob, how many times does mom have to tell you? You should not be climbing things.
I used to let
his big brother discipline him. He would get right in there with him. But, yeah, it's a testosterone thing. It really is. Say whatever you want. You know, are there differences between boys and girls? Yes.
There is a huge difference between my niece, who
is
3.5. Yeah, my niece is 3.5. She's outspoken, you know, kind of like how I was at her age, but she's very careful. Oh, no, I had to put my helmet on to ride my tricycle outside, and I had to put on the proper shoes. My son, on the other hand, can't articulate. He's like, where are we going? Let's go. No shoes. One shoe in one hand, shoe on the other foot, and he's out the door. Doesn't know where we're going, but he's ready for the adventure. And I really...
He is, too.
I'm beside myself.
I have the video. We were in New Hampshire, and him running down that hill. I mean, and his brand new legs. You can see that this kid's got the new legs. You know, he's just learning to walk. He's a toddler. It's only, you know, at that point, he was 14 months old or 15 months old. And
no,
he was
just
running
getting
down,
to 14, yep.
Yeah, so yeah, he was running down this hill, and I was videotaping it. I was showing my son, he's like, look at him go with those little legs. I was like, I know. It was just, it's so funny. You know, and for me, I miss that. It was my favorite time of life, and it's so fun because, you know, my daughter, as I'm here in L.A., my daughter just landed at JFK. She was in Colombia for 2 weeks. And went parasailing, they went mud bath diving. I haven't heard the story. I've only seen the pictures of my daughter and a bunch
interesting.
Of girls. I was like, okay then, you know? Like, now these are the stories I can't wait to hear. But, you know, I am on the road, and I'm on the road. We'll be broadcasting from the road until November. You know, I'm here in L.A. until Monday. Yeah. And then Monday night, I have no idea where we'll be broadcasting from. I know come October 2nd, I'll be down in Florida, and we'll be broadcasting from the Innovators Think Tank at the Marriott Hotel down in Coral Springs. But, yeah, it's just, you know, and again, I'll be going through all the time zones. And we are going to be broadcasting one night from New Orleans.
Exciting. I love
New Orleans.
Baby. Mind you, I went with a two-week-old. I set out on this great adventure with Miss Pam. It's actually Dory's doppelganger, who you have yet to meet. Miss Pam flew from North Carolina to Texas maybe 2 weeks after I had Rowan, and we set out from Central Texas. And we made stops in New Orleans. We stayed there for 2 nights. And then we went to Pensacola to check out our old stomping grounds. Let me just tell you, New Orleans, that is a city that has a force to be reckoned with. So much life, so much vibrance going on. Every corner you turn, it's a new experience. Whether it's
hold
senses,
that thought. hold that thought. I just want to, I want to say hi to our sponsors. Hold that thought, because we should talk about New Orleans and the fact that we'll be there. I want to say thank you to our sponsors today. Myra Betances is the CEO and the founder of D&E Papel, which is a stationary and handmade events invitation art, and she's also an arts and lifestyle blogger. She's worked with celebrities all over. Her work's been featured in various print media, most recently in Bella New York magazine. And she's also the founder of a not-for-profit organization, Create Happy Moments, which mission is to provide children of underprivileged comings to create happy childhood memories with cultural education. And what they do is take our Halloween costumes in her country, from where she was from, and I don't want to say the wrong country, they have this wonderful celebration in February, and the kids dress up like we do for Halloween. And kids in underprivileged areas don't have that, and what Myra does is collect donations. So this year, I'm going to be talking about it pretty much every show from now till then. This year, when you're done with your Halloween costumes, don't pack them up or throw them away. Package them up and mail them to her, because they are going to be collecting them after Halloween. We'll be doing a show with her, but keep that in your back of your mind. And our other sponsor is us, stadiumbags.com and safetyinthebag.com. It's so exciting that we are out here for this red carpet safety event. For those of you listening, if you bought stadium bags, send us your fan photos. We want fan photos. And we're going to be putting together a great slideshow for the Celebrity Red Carpet Safety Event, which we're going to be talking to about, because Nicole's found out all kinds of information about the really great works that they are doing with this Red Carpet Safety Event that's now in just a few days. And I'm so excited about being part of this and having stadiumbags.com there. We put up a post, you know, we're not just for sports, you know, travelers and everything else. My cousin sent me a picture. She was on her way to Hawaii, and there she had her giant suitcase, and she was like, man, I had everything I needed for my carry-on right in this little backpack. She loves it. And it's so much fun to be getting such great feedback. So send us your photos, because we want to include them. So we are back live with myself. This is Dori DiCarlo and Nicole Maxine. We're here on Word of Mom Radio talking about this West Coast journey and the Celebrity Red Carpet Safety Event. This is the fifth annual event, and what this event is all about is raising awareness for not only car seat safety, but toys. And
toys and home, as well as playgrounds, you know, setting yourself up for road trips. Like you, I spend a lot of time on the road. However, I didn't really have the safe stadium bag as an option until I actually met you and I understood the foundation of it. Now, what the red carpet celebrity safety event does, it puts all of that knowledge and makes it fun filled for the entire family in 10,000 square feet of just knowledgeable fun. You know, you just go out and bump shoulders with your favorite artist or actress from whatever sitcoms you're into right now. Our great friend Allie Landry is one of the co-founders for the red carpet safety event. And, a lot of safety in parenthood is, you know, taught. You don't have to be a complete genius to be a parent, but it takes a lot of common sense, you know. Between the late 80s till now, there's been almost two-thirds of a decrease in in-home accidents where the child is injured or even severely, permanently, or even killed. You know, the blinds, they weren't made the same degree that they were nowadays. So parents, you really have to just put your neck out there. Common sense is great, but when you get pregnant, they have so many resources for you to get involved. I remember towards the end of my pregnancy, I didn't know how to install a car seat. Sure, I've seen how they go in and all the manuals that they send with it. But I didn't know one lick. I went to the on-post base, you know, and they tell you everything. We were supposed to get a stuffed animal. My husband, bless his heart, he wanted the real live kind of simulation, so he asked for the mixed baby, which I thought was really cute. It was beyond cute for me, honestly, because he's so serious all the time, so he got to crack a joke. But they went step by step. This is how the seat's supposed to be leveled in the car seat. Don't keep even the smallest bottle of disinfectant wipes on the ground, because something could happen where it flies up, hits the roof, and comes down on the baby. It sounds ridiculous, but Murphy's Law, what can happen will happen. So you just have to plan for the worst and anticipate for the best. That's my personal philosophy on parenthood. So with the safety, you definitely have to just keep an eye out. You have to get down on your child's level and just look out for whatever they could possibly pick up with their little tiny fingers and put in their mouth. It takes nothing for any, like a marble could get stuck in their throat and close their esophagus. And in less than 3 minutes, they could be down for the count, you know, and it's going to be very hard to extract a marble. I've had my fair run in. I was a little bit of a daredevil growing up, so I found out the hard way. Marbles don't go in your nose or your ears. That's just something that doesn't happen every day. So with the red carpet celebrity safety event that we're attending on Saturday, we learn not just everything about the car seats, like Dory said. We learn, you know, summertime fun. What is acceptable for a child to be out in the sun or out in the heat? You could be out in a shaded area, but too much time out there for your child would definitely render some consequences. They might go down for a nap, but they might actually have some kind of heat poisoning or sun poisoning. They teach you how to look out for signs like that if your child is ailed with, you know, that kind of condition. And I have a great friend, Shay. She's in Raleigh. I will be interviewing her in the next week or so about genetic diabetes and, you know, the different.
Oh, wow.
Yes, her little bundle, he's just turned a year old. He has a genetic disorder which requires him to eat every 2 hours. It's, I want to say, a reverse diabetes where his sugar gets too low, but his body has everything that it needs to re-up and feel better, but it just doesn't do it because something in his bodily functions does not connect, and it does. They have to feed him every 2 hours throughout the night, throughout the day, and she'll be on the show
Wow.
next week to give us a little bit more information on that. But with the safety event that we're going to on Saturday, Allie Landry, she and her fellow, you know, actually just cover bases A through Z, 1, 2, 3, anything you could possibly think of having questions in terms of safety in the home with a young child, or even, you know, you might have a teenager like I do. Well, not quite teenager, but, you know, a little one who thinks they're a lot older than they are. They might try and open the door. 5 and 6 year olds, they want to go out and play by themselves. You have to really childproof the house. You know, a lot of products now, Baby Organics is one of the sponsors for this event as well. And they have phenomenal products. I've actually used some of them. They don't just make baby gear. They make toddler gear and through all, you know, grade school, so you can keep your child safe throughout their adventurous phases, you know. And then once they get to the teenage years, that's when you have to worry about technology and keeping them safe from that. And that's just probably another series.
And you know what,
we've
actually done several shows on internet safety, and you know what, because our children are being exposed to this at much younger ages, it is more important now than ever for parents to be aware. And this is why it's so exciting to me, because we'll be there with safety bags, you know, and safetyinthebag.com as well as stadiumbags.com. And believe it or not, I'm actually the first speaker of the night or the afternoon.
How exciting.
It really is. And I will be actually talking about school safety and our bags. Because
yes,
as our kids get older and they are going to school, they spend more time at school. Their waking hours are not spent with us. And their school environment and keeping that safe is paramount. And for whatever reason, let's face it, in this country, well, all over, but celebrities' voices, people listen. And if we can, as parents, get them on board with what we are doing, they're there with the car seats, they're there with all these toys and stuff like that. If we can get them on board with safety bags and stadiumbags.com and our school line, it becomes a choir of parents out there sharing, wanting to keep our kids safe. Because
not just your kids, even in public parks and zoos. However, our family went on a little zoo trip this past weekend to Tucson, and we used stadium bags. I had the messenger bag. My husband had the book bag, which for him, book bags are kind of hard because he's a big guy. He's got broad shoulders, so he wants the comfort. The straps are padded to support your posture in a fashion where, you know, if you're walking for extended periods of time, you're not going to start hunching over or the straps aren't going to start cutting into your shoulders and whatnot. He was able to pack our bags and make sure that we had everything we need, and we weren't sitting and taking time away from our exploration of the Tucson Zoo by digging through the bag, looking for hand sanitizer, looking for wipes. It was easily accessible because you could see where everything was because
how
of
was
the
it going
clear...
How was it going through security?
It was a breeze. We didn't even get stopped. They said, okay, do you have any bags? Do you have the stroller? We turned our backs, showed them the bags, and they said, wow, where is this? This is nifty. Where is this from? I said, check us out. We're stadiumbags.com. We have a whole line of bags. And they were just like, wow, we should really look about carrying this in our souvenir shop or even,
you know
encouraging parents before they come out. This
thing?
Is something.
Wonderful. Really, it's so funny. As a consumer of my own product, I've been dealing with this for years insofar as going through security and people being like, wow, these are great. But it's so fun to have reviews come in from Amazon and people that bought it to go to a ball game but then was like, you know what, I was traveling and I'm like, wait a minute, or, you know, I went to Disneyland. I went to Disney World and I used the bag for that. It's so interesting to get to hear people say and let us know how they're using them for other things and how it's really, you know, making their life easier. Because let's face it, you can have the greatest product in the world. The only thing a consumer wants to know is what's in it for them. And
yes,
if we can help you cut down on your time at security, make it easier to go through security, make it easier, like you said, to find things, not having to search around. And it's the same reason that professional organizers use our bags to show students how to organize their bags and things like that for inclusion classrooms and kids with, you know, developmental delays. It fosters a sense of independence because rather than a teacher having to go through their bag, they can look at it and go, now, don't forget your yellow paper and your red book and things like that. And they can do gentle reminders that now fosters their sense of independence, as I was saying. So, you know, there are so many uses, and I'm so excited that we are part of this safety event. You know, our half hour is up. We'll be broadcasting tomorrow night live from LA. So, you know, Nicole's going to be sharing more stuff about the Celebrity Red Carpet event and segments that she's got coming up as I travel next week down to Florida. I mean, we're just all over the place and we're loving that you guys are spending time with us. So
definitely
share us with your friends.
I appreciate the free back.
Yeah, right? Exactly. But like
yeah,
I said, share
I love
us with
it.
Your
it's
friends.
The best.
We'll see you tomorrow night live from LA. Until then, this is Dori DiCarlo and Nicole Maxine saying thanks so much for tuning in and go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
Everyone be blessed. Good night.
Oh, it won't let me end the episode, but here we go. Now it will. Bye, everybody.